Carol Sildorf, Executive Director of Bike Maryland, is my guest to talk about the upcoming Tour de Port. What is the Tour de Port?
The Tour de Port is a celebration of Baltimore and some of the areas surrounding Baltimore City. It's so important. It brings recognition to bicycle advocacy and all the programs that Bike Maryland is doing because it's our annual fundraiser. It is an event that you get to tour Baltimore and experience Baltimore on your bicycle and have that amazing experience that you wouldn't get to have from the seat of your car.
Well, last year I rode in the Tour de Port with one of my colleagues, and it was really nice to see parts of Baltimore that I'd never seen before. And from what I understand, this year there'll be another route?
This year I am just thrilled. Nate Evans, who's the Baltimore City Bicycle and Pedestrian Planner, has come on board as a volunteer and has created five new routes. We're back at Fort McHenry this year, which is just a thrill to enter the beautiful port. There's an optional walking tour if people want to do that. We're also going to be going to the aquarium as a rest stop. All tour routes are going to enter the aquarium and the fort, but the routes themselves are different. We're going to a new park called Bay Park, and it's just going to be really neat, the different ports and historic neighborhoods that folks get to see.
And now, who can participate in something like this? Is it going to be this huge amount of miles, and do you have to be a super expert?
It's from 13 to 65 miles. So if you have your bicycle in the basement and you have, or your garage, and you have not been on it for years, try the 13-mile route. Almost anybody can do 13 miles if they pace themselves. I do recommend getting that bicycle out, making sure that it's up to par and training a little bit. The 65-mile route, that's more for the experienced rider, someone who wants to challenge themselves a little bit more. And that actually goes all the way to North Point State Park.
Say, I just signed up for the Tour de Port and I went for the 65. If I change my mind at the last minute, can I do that?
Absolutely. The day of the event, if you change your mind, that is fine. All the routes are marked on the road, and you can also get a cue sheet. And there will be different breakpoints. So, for instance, if you're on the 65 and at mile 20 you decide, I can only do 35 miles, there's most likely an option to cut it shorter to one of the other option shorter routes.
Well, I was really surprised. I was a little bit intimidated because, again, I thought it was going to be a lot of expert riders, and there were, but there were also people going my speed and slower even, and people riding all sorts of different bikes too.
Yes, people are on tandems with their children, they're on mountain bikes, they're on hybrids, and they're on racing bikes. So any type of bike you have is suitable, and any experience level is fine.
This is a fundraiser, but also an awareness raiser.
We want people to be able to really see Baltimore City. There have been so many amazing changes with bike lanes and new infrastructure. And so we're going to be on a lot of those roads where people get to see the changes that have taken place. But in addition to that, it's really just a celebration of being able to go outside and tour the Baltimore area.
Now, if the weather is really atrocious that day, what happens?
Oh, no. Well, we have been so lucky. That has not happened recently, and the event is rain or shine.
Is that why you pick out this particular date in September?
It is. I mean, we have thought before of doing a ride in the dead of summer. There's actually a ride in Texas called Hotter Than Hell, and it gets maybe 5,000 to 8,000 people. But it's a time of year where the weather is typically very nice. And since I've been on board, I'd say at least for the past 4 years, it's just been perfect.
And so how many people ride the Tour de Port?
We expect up to 2,500 people. It's a huge celebration with live music and exhibitors, food, time to socialize. It's going to be at Canton Waterfront Park, where you can bring a blanket or use the chairs that we have set up and just be out on the water listening to the music.
How can people get more information?
The best way to find out about Bike Maryland's Tour de Port is to go to www.bikemaryland.com. www.tourtoport.md.org, and it's right on our homepage. So just click on the tour to port. It's September 30th, and it's going to be a wonderful event.
And is there a deadline for registration?
We'll probably close registration a couple days before the event. The price does go up as we get closer. And so I really urge people to get that early bird rate and register now.
And I understand that in between now and September 30th, there's going to be another Bike Maryland fundraiser. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure. Larry's Ride and Run is our September 22nd bike and run event out of Springfield Farm near Owings Mills in the Reisterstown area of Maryland. It is a challenging ride. It's different from the Tour de Port in the sense that there's three routes. It's hilly and it is rural, and there will be music and a big celebration afterwards. This ride was created by Tammy Bensky, the wife of Larry Bensky, and Larry was tragically killed in Baltimore County. And when this happened, his wife decided to create an event to help support Bike Maryland because she knew that our advocacy initiatives would make it safe for the hundreds and thousands of riders that do ride their bikes in Maryland, and that hopefully through funding advocacy and educational programs, tragic deaths like this would not occur again.
Carol Sildorf, Executive Director of Bike Maryland, has been my guest to talk about the upcoming Tour de Port, Sunday, September 30th. Thanks so much for coming in, and I'll see you at the Tour de Port.
My pleasure. Thanks so much, Cottie.